The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. Today's reading is from Epictetus Discourses, Book 1, Chapter 6, a short excerpt. And I believe I went over this earlier in the year in March, so I don't remember what I said then, so maybe there's overlap, we'll see. The excerpt says, "Yes, but my nose runs. For what purpose then, slave, have you hands? Is it not that you may wipe your nose? Is it then consistent with reason that there should be running of noses in the world? Nay, how much better it is to wipe your nose than to find fault." Now, I actually did not look this up in context, so I don't remember if, I don't remember if the context changes anything, but I did think of this this week, because let me tell you one of my pet peeves. One of my pet peeves is ticking clocks. Okay, and I don't know when, and I don't know why, but I have had a ticking clock in my bathroom, in my apartment here, for quite some time. And ordinarily, it doesn't bother me, because there's usually a lot of sound in Far Rockaway. But the time that it started to bother me was during coronavirus, for the entire year when I was here by myself, and especially on Friday nights on Shabbos when I would be reading and I would hear this ticking, you know? And like, I know there's such a thing as stimulus habituation where you get used to it and then you forget about it, but I can never get myself to that point. It would just be tick, 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 and it would disturb me. So I would get up and close the door to the bathroom, you know? And so that was like the first layer of disturbance, which lasted for months. And then the second layer of disturbance was when in February, when I started doing daily meditation, I would sit down, you know, like for half an hour each day, I would sit down, start meditating, and then be bothered by the ticking. And then I have to get up and close the door. Sometimes I would remember ahead of time, sometimes I wouldn't. And then now with IFS sessions, when I sit down to do my session and then there's ticking and then that annoys me again, and then I have to close the door. So finally, I told myself I would do this for a very long time, but finally last week, I just ordered on Amazon a new clock for like $11 or whatever, and a non-ticking clock, and then I replaced the clock, you know? So why am I telling the story? So this is definitely a fault of mine, but one which has been reinforced by Stoicism. I'm not blaming Stoicism, I'm blaming myself. But I feel like there is a part of me that, well, okay, part of it's laziness, okay? The laziness definitely played into this, but I think in this case, what I want to highlight is part of me would rather feel like I should not be bothered by this, or feel like I can change this without making a radical change. And by radical change, I don't mean in an absolute sense. I mean like without buying a new clock, you know? So like in this case, for example, oh, I don't need to buy a new clock. I'll just close the door, you know? And really, like, let's say I didn't have enough money to buy a new clock. Like, yeah, that's fine. I could just close the door. Like, and you could even make the argument, why would I buy a new clock if I could just close the door, you know? But the question is, like, at what point does it become ridiculous? And I think that I reached that point. I think the fact that this was happening every day, you know, in some form or another, where I would get annoyed by this, and then I would go and close the door. And, you know, I tried to establish the habit of closing the door ahead of time, and it sometimes worked and then sometimes didn't work. Finally, like, it becomes a thing where it became a thing where, okay, I'll just pay the $12 or whatever, $11, and buy a new clock, and then I'm done with it. And that's a very Mishlei solution, you know? And it's even, this is why I chose this reading, it's also an Epictetus solution, right? If you are running your nose, if your nose is running, so you can sit there and complain about your nose running, or you can wipe your nose, you know? And the clock ticking was my nose running, was essentially the same thing. And like, and I think the mistake was I thought that closing the door was wiping my nose, but really buying a new clock was, because I did not succeed in changing my annoyance, and I did not succeed in establishing a habit of removing the stimulus. So what's the moral of the story here? The moral of the story is you have to know when it is more practical to work on purely changing yourself, you know, like not getting annoyed by the clock ticking, or like allowing yourself to wait until a stimulus habituation kicks in. And you have to know when, instead of doing that, you make the minor changes like closing the door. You have to know when you should just like bite the bullet, you know, eat up the cost, and then just buy a new clock, and remove the problem. And I think that's true for stoicism and for decision-making. And I think it's also true for lots of things in life. But yeah, that's the lesson for today. This is a very short episode. I can't remember the last time I made a 5-minute episode. Well, that's all I have to say for today. So that's it. If you've gained from what you've learned here today and would like to support my production of even more Torah content, ooh, this is an example. Okay, well, I was going to say, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Link is in the description. But I realize this is another example because, you know, I've mentioned this in the last couple episodes here. Lomdeha is ending, and I don't know. I don't know what my financial situation is going to be for next year, and so the Patreon is definitely something that I could that helps. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, I have not taken an extremely active approach in soliciting contributions to my Patreon. I mean, pretty much the only time I talk about it is at the end of this podcast episode. Sometimes I'll do it at the end of my shiurim, because I give shiur in yeshiva, I don't usually talk about the Patreon for those recordings. And I definitely don't post about it a lot on my social media, and I definitely haven't gone and just straight up asked people for contributions. So I guess my question is this just me closing the door to the bathroom, and should I just buy a new clock? In the sense of like, should I keep on doing what I'm doing now and just hoping that people will be moved by their valuing of the content to on their own contribute? Or should I take a more active stance and actually like change the way I go about soliciting contributions to the Patreon in order to set myself up for next year? It's a question I'm gonna have to think about. But yeah, that's an example, I guess. Thank you to my listeners for listening, and thank you to those of you who are patrons, those who have contributed to my Patreon, for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.